regret.
I regret it.
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious. You won't regret it. Get over here right now.
It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy on KMOX.
All right, Amy. This is that time.
Okay.
You're really having trouble over there today.
Man,
you've been coughing and choking and yakking.
It's a, like, every time I try to speak, I get choked up. I just think it's Monday full of regrets.
Well, this is a regretful day. Monday usually is. It's the day you got to go back to work. It is the day that you think about all the stuff you did over the weekend that you regret, or the stuff you didn't do that you regret not doing, and really going back to last week, too. So, Monday regrets. Tell us what yours are. 314-436-7900. Or drop us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Amy,
yes,
you live life to the fullest.
Boy, do I ever. Listen, I don't...
Does that mean you have fewer or more regrets?
It means I have more and fewer.
Yeah.
I have both more and fewer regrets. My regret today, okay? I ate my lunch at breakfast.
Oh, no.
So I got here at 8:45 this morning, and I started eating. And I didn't mean to eat my entire lunch, but I did, and now I have nothing to look forward to.
You do this every day, though.
Well, I didn't mean to eat the whole
thing. Why don't you pack two meals?
Well, I kind of did. I packed a sandwich and a half, thinking, well, I'll eat this half a sandwich this morning, and then I'll eat the full sandwich for lunch. But I ate the entire sandwich and a half this morning by 9 a.m., so I just bought a Pop-Tart now.
You bought a Pop-Tart?
I bought a frosting.
Do you regret the Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I regret everything. I brought a hell... I spent $5,000 on vegetables. It's what it felt like, okay? I spent $5,000 on vegetables this week and chicken, and I got a rotisserie chicken, and I pulled it apart, and I bought cucumbers and tomato and zucchini and all of these healthy things to make to meal prep, and I meal prepped, and I made a little healthy chicken lunch, but I ate it, and now I'm still hungry, so I bought a Pop-Tart.
All that work, and you ended up in the spot you didn't want to be in.
100%.
Let me tell you what I regret.
Yeah.
I regret that I managed to, yesterday,
yes,
I ordered Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
And, well, okay. I ordered $55 worth of Chinese food.
Now, for you?
Yes.
Just for
yes.
you?
Caveat is, I have been able to,
live off of it?
Off of it for multiple days. Actually, yeah. I got it Saturday. So I still have plenty left. But there is no bigger regret than when you get the Chinese food bag and you open up the bag with all the stuff and there are like five sets of silverware, plasticware in it.
Yeah, yeah. And
like,
five
like
fortune
15,
cookies.
15 different sets of chopsticks.
So,
and you think, oh my God, I am the fattest piece of crap on earth. $55 worth of Chinese food.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to stretch it out over time.
How did it happen? Was it that one thing sounded good and then you ordered and then you, I'm going to order this too? Were you super hungry? How did this happen?
Well, I always do the thing where I'm like, yeah, I'll get that or I'll try this too. And then you get a couple of the apps, you need a little appetizer in there. And then you put something in the cart that you forgot you put in the cart and you just go with it anyway. So, yeah, I have a lot of Chinese food in my refrigerator right now. And I'm going to have to get to it quickly because you don't want to let Chinese food sit for too long in the fridge. It's still not good.
I have a regret. This is not from this weekend. It's from a while ago. But I went to the store a while ago and I thought I need to start wearing some color because I wear a lot of black. And I was having a midlife crisis and I thought I need to buy some color. So I splurged on a nice work sweater. It's a blue sweater.
Okay.
It has some cashmere in it. Okay. So it was a splurge, but I thought I'm going to wear this sweater a lot. And I tried it on and I liked it and I was excited to wear some color. Maybe try to fix myself up a little bit. And I got it home and immediately I hate it. I hate the sweater. But then I felt bad that I bought it. And I'm like, no, you don't hate it. So I took the tags off and I wore it to make it permanent. And I hate it so much, but now I can't return it.
You're stuck with it.
Yes, because it's been too long. I took the tags off. I already wore it. It's a complete waste. And I have nothing but regret. And I think about this sweater. And guess what I did recently? I gave it to Goodwill.
Oh, wow. So how many times did you wear it in the wild?
Twice, and I hated every minute of it.
Not worth
it. I made myself wear it.
I do the thing all the time where
I'm so mad at myself.
I buy something online, or I buy something in the store, and I'm iffy on it, and I take it home, and I go, I can always bring it back.
And then?
Do you know the amount of times I bring it back?
Is zero.
10.
Yeah.
10%.
Can I just say this, though?
Sure.
Now, do you know what I do, how I live my life? And this is what I did this weekend. There was a pair of pants, some trousers I really wanted to get, but I didn't. It wasn't in my budget. You know why? Because I bought that stupid blue sweater. And so now every time I don't buy something, I think I could have bought that if I hadn't
That's
purchased
right. I do that all the time.
Blue sweater.
Text message in response to you and your food, Amy, says, you work hard before you even start work. You need to nourish your burned calories. Here's what you're missing. Amy's just been sitting on her bum the last few weeks.
I haven't done any exercise.
She's got a bad wheel.
For 2 months.
She's got a bad wheel.
Is it 2 months? Oh my gosh, it is almost 2 months. It's 7 weeks. Guys, I am a boob.
Yeah.
A total couch potato.
This fatty over here. Text message from a 636. I regret not going to the Bills bar here in St. Louis.
Yes.
Wearing my Chiefs gear to listen to the cries at the end of the game.
I don't think you would have gotten out alive.
I was told by a source. I'm not going to name the source, Matt, but I was told that there may have been something starting right as he was leaving the bar.
There was some pushing and some shoving.
Was it John. Between red and blue?
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you show up? If you're a Chiefs fan, you kind of deserve it. If you show up to a Bills bar to antagonize.
When they played a few weeks ago, that last regular season game that Buffalo won, there were a couple of Chiefs fans in there. In fact, there was one with a full headdress.
Did they know? Oh, wow.
Did
they know it was a Bills bar?
I don't know, but everything was fine.
Huh.
Again, the Bills won, so it's not like there was no taunting going on.
Sure.
Text message here says, I regret getting strep throat over the weekend. I'm on antibiotics, and I am doing better. I thought this was from Matt Pajeski, but it's from Bob.
Guys, if one of us is out this week, you can blame Matt Pajeski. Yeah. He's a little plaguey.
He hacks a lot. Always like,
I think Bob was at the bar last night. That's how I got to see him. That's how I got it.
Bob, dude. Did you give Matt Pajeski strep throat?
Buffalo Bob. That was Buffalo Bob.
How do they not have a Buffalo Bill?
I know a Buffalo Bill. He's an older farmer, and he lives out near my parents, and he wears overalls and flannel, and he has buffalo. There's a buffalo farm out there, and his name is Bill. He's a real Buffalo Bill.
When he has an epiphany, does he go, oh, wait, does he do that?
I don't know him that well, okay. Brunch.
I do a great Buffalo Bill impression from...
Sometimes I regret
Silence of the Lambs.
Hired you.
You know what? Me too. Let us know what your regrets are. We'll continue to share them throughout the show.
Hey, real quick.
What?
I have a regret for I wait too long to make appointments, like hair appointments or like dental appointments. So then when you finally call because you have to go, like, oh my gosh, I look so ugly. My hair is gray and it's ratty and it's dull. I need to get in. And then they say, yeah, we can get you in 2 months. And I should have called 2 months ago.
Yep.
So yeah, that happened this weekend.
Yep.
I was like,
yep.
Is there any cancellations? No, there are no cancellations.
No, you're screwed, pal.
Oh, brother.
That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. Your voice messages, please send them to us on the Odyssey app only. We do not check that other phone number that we used to have. So the Odyssey app, there's a little button that says leave a message. You tap it, you record your message, and you send it to us. Tell us what your Monday regrets are, or if you have thoughts on anything else. We'd love to hear from you. It's Chris and Amy, and yes, we're still going to give away tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo before the show is over. You need to be listening for your chance to win on KMOX. Wish it was Sunday. Don't forget the show. We looked at each other like, you go? No, I'll go. You go. Amy,
yes.
The floor belongs to you.
Why, thank you. Well, as we were talking before, it's Monday Regrets. We want to hear your Monday Regrets, 314-436-7900 to call or text. You can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, the microphone icon there.
I think it even says leave a message.
Does it?
It's so easy.
It couldn't be easier.
I'm going to look it up right now.
So I saw this headline on CNN this morning, and I just thought it was kind of funny. So feeding a Super Bowl party will cost about the same this year, unless you try to be healthy. So they talk about the cost, just like they do for every big event, Thanksgiving, how much will Thanksgiving cost this year? How much will a Super Bowl party cost this year? And basically, it's going to cost the same. The overall cost is 0.1% more than last year. Chicken wings, obviously, one of the most popular, or perhaps the most popular game day item. That rose by 7.2%.
Because all that bird flu?
Bird flu, growing demand, etc., probably multiple causes. But if you're going to have a healthy, if you want to do a really healthy Super Bowl party, it's probably going to cost you more because of unfavorable growing conditions and vegetables and so forth and so forth. And I thought, how many people throw a healthy Super Bowl party?
Well,
I've never heard of it.
I've never been to one. I've never been invited to one. I've never been told about one. I've never even heard about one.
Yes.
I've never even heard somebody suggest maybe we should try it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why that caveat on the CNN Chiron on their headline seemed so random. Because like you said, not only have you never heard of one, you've never heard of someone suggesting, what if we made all of our Super Bowl snacks healthy?
Well, according to the CNN story, Americans are turning to healthier foods just in general. So things like cherry tomatoes and avocados have risen between 11.5% and 12% in terms of price. Some of it has to do with the hurricanes in Florida that has impacted a lot of the cherry tomato crops. Peppers and carrots have risen by 7.4% and 3.4% respectively. But here's what's interesting, that some of this is because of the weight loss drugs like Ozempic.
Yes.
Because if you're on one of those, you're supposed to really watch your diet
and get a lot
general.
Of fiber.
Yes.
They and need you have to get fiber.
There are just certain things you cannot eat. You absolutely cannot eat if you're going to be on Ozempic. And that's causing a rise in vegetable prices right now.
And vegetables are healthy, and you always have vegetables, the vegetable platter at a Super Bowl party, which I love. But the caveat there is that it is with a giant bowl of ranch dressing. I love ranch dressing,
obviously.
Which makes it not healthy.
Oh,
it's
speak for yourself.
It's pretty fattening and terrible for you. It's not the good fat.
We have a question on our Twitter page. Are you fat? No.
Are you the good fat?
No. Come on, man. Listen. Listen.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter poll, but you have to be following us on Twitter to vote in it, at Chris Amy KMOX. So follow the Twitter account and vote in our poll. And the question is, have you ever hosted a healthy Super Bowl party? You have three options. What? Obviously, no. Yes. Or no, but I would consider it. So those are your options. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you've ever even thought
about
it.
Can we say where we currently stand?
No, I don't want to influence the vote.
We do have Nick Shepkowski.
Yeah, I know this guy.
He said, confirmed, Ranji remains the worst human on earth. Dude is going to show up to a Super Bowl party with celery sticks and a jar of moist peanut butter.
Moist peanut butter?
Well, but to be fair, you can't really have dry peanut butter. Does he mean maybe the oil on top?
Maybe.
That stuff, that takes forever to stir in. It's
difficult. I don't know what he's talking about, because the celery and peanut butter is a wonderful snack.
Oh, it's...
It's a delicious snack.
What if you went to a Super Bowl party at Ranj's apartment and it was only celery and peanut butter?
That would be one hell of a troll. I'll be like, guys...
Come on over for
the party.
I'll
handle the food. I will take care of it. And
it's just 200 stalks of celery and several jars of peanut butter. I would actually.
Oh my gosh.
I would pay for the supplies if
that. It's so good. What an idea.
What a great idea. But make sure you tell everyone, I'm going all out. I've got the food. I've got the snacks.
Don't bring a thing.
Don't bring
anything. I've got the drinks.
Yep.
And the drinks like RC Cola.
And 50 people show up.
Yeah.
And you've got 200 stalks of celery and five jars of peanut butter.
And I haven't washed or cut any of the celery. And so that's part of the activity.
And it is oil on top peanut butter where you have to stir every jar.
Oh, my God. What a great troll.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could commit to that.
That's why I just thought it was an interesting headline that a Super Bowl party is going to cost the same unless you want it to be a healthy party. But I've never heard of anyone saying that.
Now,
that'd be like having a Christmas tree this year will be cheaper unless you want to have a bush. I'm like, well, I didn't know people put Christmas bushes in their house.
What are you talking about?
That's how random the headline feels.
Was that a story?
No.
About Christmas bushes?
No.
What? Okay. You made that up.
You weren't listening.
All right. I heard you, but I'm like,
we got to give away tickets.
I know. Should we do it now?
I think so.
Amy, tell people what to do.
Well,
you don't know what to do. Do you want me to tell them?
You need to be the seventh caller on the contest line.
Seventh caller. To the contest line at 314-955-1120.
And you can win tickets to the St. Louis Golf Expo, which is happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is at the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yep.
So you got to be the seventh caller now. Just be careful. Call the contest line.
314-955-1120. Good luck to all of you.
We didn't tell people that we're talking to Danan Hughes in a couple of minutes, so you don't want to miss that.
Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst, will be joining us momentarily. Here's a text message. It says, and this is from a 314, I think all of this focus on sports is bad for society. It encourages alcoholism and aggression and teaches people to put their hope and energy in rich people doing things, and they're more valued than skills we actually need in the world. Sports culture is oppressive and very annoying.
If you would give me your contact info, I will invite you to Ronja's Super Bowl party.
Yes.
I think you would be fun.
Well, I have their phone number.
Fun to watch the Super Bowl with.
Oh, man, this is just ruining the world. You know what? You're probably right, because it's also ruining my life. My team stinks.
I think you should have this person at your Super Bowl party so during the game they can say, honestly, I disagree with the whole idea of sports. I think the whole concept of sports is flawed.
Why do you people care about this? Look. We welcome all text messages.
We do. That's why
all text messages and all thoughts to 314-436-7900, including those from the wet blankets.
And I will say this, as also a wet blanket, my goal on our Super Bowl party is just walk around going, it's just a game. It's just a game. Relax. It's just a game. I feel like that would go over well.
The text messenger who has strep throat and they regret their strep throat has followed up to say that today is their birthday.
Oh.
How about you spend your birthday sick? Bob says he's feeling sorry for himself right now because he's stayed in the house all day yesterday.
Poor Bob. Happy birthday, Bob.
Oh.
He's feeling sorry. Listening to our show, having the saddest day ever.
I hope he's listening and crying. If you're listening to the Chris and Amy show and crying at the same time, send us a photo. Send us a photo to @ChrisAmyKMOX. Danan Hughes joins us next. We'll talk some Chiefs football.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
That is, is this the Atlanta Braves song? That is the, that's the voice of Mitch Holthus, who is one of the radio voices of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, again, a Super Bowl team. They will be playing in New Orleans against the Philadelphia Eagles. That game will happen in just under 2 weeks' time. And it's time to go back to the guest line today. And we welcome back Danan Hughes, who is the radio analyst, who is Mitch Holthus' partner, and he's with us now. Well, hey, congratulations, Danan.
What happened?
What? I don't know. You tell us.
I think the Chiefs punched somebody in the face.
That's what
the mouth. Oh.
In the mouth, yeah. See how I teed that up for you guys?
That's right.
It fit right in. It was perfect.
Punch somebody in the mouth.
That's right. That's right. That's what we did.
I know this is what the Chiefs do now. They just win and go to the Super Bowl, but it's kind of amazing, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, when you sit back and think of it, I think, you know, the initial thoughts at this point, you know, first of all, let's realize that there's a generation of kids, sub 20, 21-year-olds that believe this is normal. Like, they think, this is just how it always is. And we know from being back here in the 80s and the 90s of all the pain and agony that we put through the Chiefs fans and a lot of the players, obviously, in disappointment in January and not getting to the promised land and not even putting our best foot forward after great regular seasons to do so. So on one hand, you're like, you know, you savor it and you realize that this is something special. On the other hand, I'm sure there are people that's like, oh, this is just a foregone conclusion. The season, let's hurry up and get the regular season over with so the Chiefs can go to the playoffs and ultimately to the Super Bowl. So that's a good spoiling, but it is special to sit back. I was on the call last night, posted a few videos online of us being in the booth and Mitch with his epic calls. And you know, the excitement in the booth and the excitement down on the field and in the locker room and the interviews and post game, the music blasting in the locker room, and you just recognize sometimes it throws you for a little bit and you get a little jolt of, wow, like this is for real exciting and for real, you know, life changing for a lot of these players and the organization. You think about Borgonzi, who's got the GM job in Tennessee. He may not have that job if we don't have the success. Think about all the job security of this entire staff, coaches that might leave, other office personnel, and that will get upgrades in their jobs, and you know, the players that will have forever life experiences and life-changing dynamics that go into their income, to their household, to their future income. Like, there's so many dynamics that go into it that you sit back at times like, wow, man, this is beyond cool.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're talking about a young group of fans that just feel like this is how it's supposed to be. And I have a few friends from Boston who all of their teams won over like a 20-year period. Every single team won a championship, which is insanity. And it's that's a hard thing to, I guess, to realize if that's what you're used to, that at some point it's not going to be that anymore. However, you just have to enjoy the ride as it's happening.
And, you know, also recognize the different dynamic. I'm born and raised in Jersey, 5 minutes from New York City. All the sports, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, everything that's all, you know, boggled up into those metropolitan areas. Same thing with Boston. We have the Royals, we have the Chiefs. Like, and what we're experiencing that started, you know, early when Andy Reid took over, and then a couple of years of the Royals going to the playoffs and then winning a pennant and winning a World Series. Like, and then the Chiefs basically taking over from there and winning Super Bowls. Like, we got all our eggs in the basket here in Kansas City of the Royals and Chiefs. You guys have hockey and baseball there in St. Louis. But when you talk about Boston, you talk about New York, you talk about L.A., they have such an assortment of options. And so their spoiling is justified because they have, well, the Giants are terrible, but the Devils won it, or the Islanders win it, or something like that. While here, it's like all of our eggs are in Kansas City, and they just continue to deliver.
Dana, I know, you know, yesterday a ton of fun with the NFC Championship, AFC Championship games back-to-back. Did all of the Chiefs players run out onto that field knowing that they were fighting for a chance to play the Eagles? Did they see any of the game? Do they just hear about it because they've got to focus?
Actually, they had it playing on the Jumbotron. They had the games on the board, on the field. So while the guys were doing their pre-game warm-ups and walk, you know, their pre-game routines, Patrick goes out on the field. He walks the sideline, sits on the bench, stays by himself. This is before he starts warming up and stretching and throwing. So the game's up on the board, and every football player will tell you, hey, I'm a fan of football too, and especially when you talk about the Final Four, they're watching that game in the locker room. You're hearing people, somebody's got their phone on watching it. You go into the training room to get treatment. The radio is probably blasting as well. So if anybody would ever say, oh, we were so laser focused, Amy, on our game, we didn't pay attention, they're lying. lying. Everybody was paying attention to that Eagles game, and they knew that they had an opportunity for it to be a run it back situation 2.0.
So your partner, Mitch, during the call, you heard it right off the top where he said, you know, basically, like it or not, you're going to have to deal with the Chiefs. And there are a lot of people who are tired of them. I want you to hear this and then respond to it. Nate Burleson, former Lions and Vikings receiver, Browns, too. He's on CBS Sports coverage of the game last night. And here's what he had to say about that.
If you're not a Chiefs fan, that's okay. But resist the urge to fall for the narrative that we're tired of seeing them win, that we might be fatigued of watching KC go to the Super Bowl over and over again. You are witnessing greatness, and just be happy that you are alive to be there to see it.
So what do you think of that? I would say it's easy as a Chiefs fan to say, well, obviously, yeah, enjoy the greatness while we have it. But is he right to say that to other fans?
1,000% right, and here's why. What everybody has to do, whether they choose to or not, that's on them. Whatever, you know, we got mirrors around our houses, mirrors around our apartments. Look in the mirror, and you have to decide for yourself: am I a football fan, or am I fill-in-the-blank organization fan? And to me, as a former football player, I've always been football fan, baseball fan, basketball fan. In that way. And yes, I could input a team. Like when I was growing up and I was a teenager in Jersey, I loved the Mets. Darryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, Wally Backman, Gary Carter. I can go through the whole starting lineup and the pitchers. That's what I was. In the 70s, when I was a smaller kid, I was a Yankee fan because of Reggie Jackson, Mickey Rivers, Chris Chambliss, all those guys. As a baseball, I never really was a specific team football fan growing up because baseball was my first love. My point is, and I think what he's saying is, if you're truly a fill-in-the-blank fan, sports fan, enjoy it. Remember it. You know, savor it. Because these are the stories that I'm sure a generation like mine have said, man, I got to play with Joe Montana. I got to catch a pass. I got to catch touchdowns from Joe Montana and practice with him. Those are the things that fans of the game of football say. I don't think about, well, you know, Joe only won Super Bowls when he was with San Francisco 49ers, and I'm not a Niner fan. No, I appreciated the greatness that I got to witness as a fan. So I 100% agree with Nate on that. I understand there's going to be people on both sides of the fence. I get it. But I think if you really, truly embrace being a fan of a game, then you gotta love greatness when you see it. Love it when Jordan was doing it. Love it when Kobe, LeBron, Steph, heck, Pujols. I mean, you can go through the list of greatness that we got to witness, and you should just savor that.
You know, along those lines, and it's a little, it's hard for us here, right? Because losing the Rams was devastating. But I love the game of football. And I was saying, cheering on the Chiefs yesterday, I was a little bit, I almost felt guilty because I really like watching Saquon Barkley play. And so now he'll be going up against
the Chiefs.
She's
saying that she's rooting for Saquon to do really well in 2 weeks.
I'm not saying that.
No, she is saying
how,
that.
I mean, you got to respect Barkley when you're playing against him.
He'd be jumping backwards all over all your defenders.
Come on,
that's
Rod.
What she said
That's
it during
not
the break.
Saying. Ugh.
How is this relationship going to go anywhere?
I don't know. Now I'm crying.
I'm supportive. You know
what? In two weeks, it's quits. It's over. I'm not.
He's talking
weeks,
to me
I can't
or Ross?
Do this anymore with you.
You're talking, yeah. He's talking about you.
Are you talking to me, Danon?
Yeah. After two more weeks, then our relationship is over. I'm sorry. Until next year.
See what you've done?
I was trying to love the game. Danon told me, love the game.
You can love the game, but then you didn't read the fine print.
Love the game, hate the player.
Don't hate the Chiefs. Don't root against the Chiefs.
I'm not rooting against the Chiefs.
We got to get you some readers from Walmart so you can see the fine print on that. You can love the game and love players, but then in the fine print, like the bottom line when you go get your eye test that you never can read anyway, that bottom line says, but don't root against the Chiefs.
Amy, see? she just doesn't get it, Danon.
I'm not rooting against the Chiefs.
She just doesn't
get it.
I got
my Chiefs sweater on. I was just saying I respected that guy that's going to lose in 2 weeks.
That's not what you said. You said, you said something like, she said something like, I hope he runs for 200
during
the Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's not good if he does.
Danon, don't believe.
You probably want him to perform at halftime too, right?
You know what? What if he only performed at halftime? That would work for all of us.
But actually, along the Saquon Barkley.
I'm sweating right now. I'm so nervous that Danon's mad at me. I'm sweating.
You shouldn't have done this. But along the lines of that, we talked about it a couple of months ago when he had that run and he leaped backwards over the defender. And there's that video of it was somebody shooting from low, but behind the Eagles bench, and they caught all of the Eagles reacting to it. Do you think, would you have had the same reaction if you were on the sideline, even if you were on the opposing sideline?
Yes, absolutely. And it kind of goes back to that original point of when we were talking about whether the Chiefs were watching the Eagles game and saw them playing yesterday. The players are fans. And when they see greatness, they recognize greatness. Now, doesn't mean the next play I wouldn't have wanted to bury him in the turf as an opponent. But that play, it's one of those deals where you tip your cap. You're like, wow, that was really cool. I can't wait to see that on SportsCenter later. But the next play and the next play after that, I want to drive you through the turf because we're trying to win this football game. And you see it more so in the NBA, whether it's a crossover that drops a guy to his knees or Steph Curry shooting a three and then turning away from it before it goes in the net or a dunk over somebody, you see the opponent sideline as well as their teammates. You'll see guys that'll be celebrating or shielding their eyes or doing something. Remember Steph Curry in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
When he hit that final three? Was on the side of the court where the other team was. And you can see on their sideline while he was shooting those threes of guys, shaking their head, covering their eyes, turning away from the camera, giggling, putting their hand over their mouth and laughing. Because you can't help but be a fan at certain times, no matter what you want the outcome to be. I think that's the case.
I'm thinking of this now because you mentioned Michael Jordan. You played your career, your football career coincided with him winning all those championships. It was going on at the same time and appreciating greatness in other sports even. What was that like during that time? I mean, were you guys in the locker room talking about, Michael Jordan?
Oh, absolutely. And then you have the guys that are diehard Laker fans, diehard Detroit Pistons fans. Obviously, me being from the New York area, you had Knicks fans that hated him but can appreciate his prowess and his greatness. I'll tell you one quick. This is like the perfect kind of segue for me personally. I went to one NBA game during my professional career. I went up to Chicago and went to a Bulls game. Do you know that it was the game right before he came back?
Oh, wow.
Is that, right? I didn't time it. Nobody knew he was coming back. It was just that year, when he went to play baseball and there was chatter about it, but no one knew. It was like the best kept secret, like the CIA or something. And then I go up to a game, just enjoying the game, enjoying Chicago during the off season. And then the next day he comes back. Dude. And I was like, oh my gosh, like my one day of all like, time, like makes me the Rodney Dangerfield of, you know, the Chiefs players. If it makes you, no respect.
If it makes you feel better, the MLS, that's what happened here because Miami played St. Louis. And then the very next week, Messi started his MLS career.
Well, yeah, so, yeah.
Does that make that you feel better?
It actually felt personal.
And it would have been, he would have been here in St. Louis had he started a week earlier.
But it felt personal. Like, I felt like Messi thought, I'm not starting. Yeah. I'm not starting in St. Louis.
It felt
personal. Ugh.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unfortunate. But, yeah, it was a special time. And I think I've always been a guy that's appreciated greatness. Even if they were on the opposite sideline from me, I played against Jerry Rice. I played against Steve Young, played with multiple Hall of Famers, played against several, obviously. And I can appreciate them, but during those minutes, the 60 minutes of the game, like, I hate you. And, that's okay. And then after the game, heck, I might want to take a picture with you. I might want to have an autograph. I might want to introduce you to my son. And we can go about our lives, but I can appreciate it while still hating you. Two things can be true at once.
That's right.
It's like Amy loving Saquon Barkley, wanting the Eagles to win, and then just being nice to me.
No,
that's what we. That's,
absolutely
that's
not.
No.
She's really playing both sides.
No,
here.
Here's what I thought. I thought, look at Saquon Barkley. What an amazing player that the Chiefs are going to punch in the
Dana,
mouth. In
she's
two
a
weeks.
She's what we call a turncoat.
Oh my gosh.
Dana Hughes, we love you, man. We're putting you to work on Friday. You have to talk to us on Friday still. So
please.
Yeah. All right. We got a couple more Fridays until Amy just disconnects this relationship. All right.
My boss is going to be so
Dana
mad.
Hughes, you're the best. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
That is former receiver Dana Hughes, current Chiefs radio analyst. He joins us every Friday, and he also happens to join us when the Chiefs become AFC champions, like what happened yesterday. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Congratulations to Jim in St. Louis, who won those tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo at St. Charles Convention Center starting this weekend. If you missed your chance to win, don't worry. You will have an opportunity each day on this show for the rest of the week. You just have to be listening for your chance to win. Text message from Bob, who's got the strep throat, who's been listening to the show.
Oh,
his birthday is being ruined today because he's sick. He's been at home feeling sorry for himself. He did follow up and say that we have made his day much better with the well wishes. So,
thank you, Bob.
We're glad you're doing okay. Another texter says, who the hell can listen to this show and not feel sorry for themselves that they cry their eyes out?
He gets it. That person gets it. I'm so glad that Bob texted us to tell us that he's sitting here feeling sorry for himself while he listens to the show. It's so real.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite texts we've ever gotten.
I just wonder if Bob has cried in the last 24 hours.
If Bob had a fever, he might have cried. He might have teared up. Fevers make me teary.
Poor Bob.
Strep throat hurts so bad.
Yeah, we told you, if you want, on Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX, please send yourself a photo of yourself listening to the show.
Send us, not send yourself.
Don't come over. Send us a photo of yourself listening to the show
and crying.
While crying at the same time.
Because we want to know, do you feel sorry for yourself and listen?
At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, too, but that's a little tougher to send photos. All right, listen up. We need you to come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We will do the whole thing over again, but with different topics. You have a great one. Enjoy the rest of your day. We love you. We thank you. You're so important to us.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Just end it already.
I'm just trying to butter them up. Have a great one. Did I mention I love you?
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob. Or anybody else whose birthday it is today. Hey, tomorrow's the anniversary of the Challenger exploding.
Like the guy that won't stop talking. Shut up!
We have to go until 50. 56, 50. Chris and Amy on KMOX.